I got blisters on me fingers.
Hello and welcome to Is This Thing On Podcast number 92, a very music-saturated podcast this week. No Paul, I don't know what he's doing. He's around doing something. He's too busy to talk to us, the swine. Anyway, it doesn't matter because I've got a cornucopia. Yep, a cornucopia of fantastic music. Really am quite excited about this show today because I've got some brilliant music and I'm going to be talking about some tracks that I'm going to be playing. But first of all, one of my favourites. This is a band from Bristol called Schnauzer, and this track is gorgeous and it's called Everything Is Nice.
My name is Keiko, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On Podcast.
Beautiful. I love that track. Love that a lot. I heard that on, Justin Wayne show. Justin Wayne. The Justin Wayne show on Recharge Radio a while ago. And what I do with tracks, I don't sort of pick them off websites. There's a lot of podcasters that do that, and it's perfectly all right. Not my thing. I rather have people send me their tracks. So I spent probably about 6 weeks emailing them and going, can you send me a track? I want to play it on the podcast. Can you send me a track? Because I'll only play tracks that people send me. I don't understand the Creative Commons thing. There's a thing where you can only play certain tracks because they've got some Creative Commons thing. Don't understand it. Don't understand what the rules are with that. So I'll assume that if a band sends me their track and I play it, then it's kind of legal and okay to do that. And that keeps me on the straight and narrow. Scott Turchin from America. Next, with a fantastic little reggae track. I'd forgotten about Scott. Sorry, Scott, how could I forget about you, guy? How could I do that? Anyway, this is Scott Turchin and Jar Creation.
Say, who am I? Well, I say, I am Jah Creation, yeah. I am Jah Creation. I am Jah Creation, yeah. Son of Almighty, I am Jah Creation. Well, I see you waiting for him by them gates, Babylon, yeah. But I can't go on. I am Jah Creation, yeah. All around the world, you know, the people say the same thing, yes, I. And all around this town they cry, oh, I. All the people really want is reunion, Lord, not some high up in the sky, yeah, yeah. Ooh yeah, ooh yeah, ooh yeah. You are Jah Creation. You are Jah Creation, yeah. Daughter of Almighty, I. Goddess incarnation. You are Jah Creation. Yeah, yeah. A Jah Creation, yeah. Child of the wind, son of the sea, yeah. All around the world, you know the people say the same thing, oh, why? And all around this town they cry, oh, my, oh, why? All the people really want to know is reunion, Lord. Lord, not some high up in the sky, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. That's right. People say the same thing, oh, I. And all around this town they cry, oh, I. All the people really want is reunion, Lord, not some high up in the sky, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. The face of our country, reflected in the Jah moon. In love coming soon. We are Jah Creation. We are Jah Creation. We are Jah Creation. Yeah. We are Jah Creation. Oh Lord. We are Jah Creation. Yeah. 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 Oh. 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 Yeah. 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 Oh. Oh, 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 yeah, 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 oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Yes, we are Jah Creation. Oh, we are Jah Creation. Oh, I am Jah Creation. Come on, I am Jah Creation. Yeah, I am Jah Creation. Yeah.
One love, my friend. Scott Turchin here, and you're listening to the Glorious Podcast. Is this thing on, man?
Lovely, lovely. Scott Turchin, Jah Creation, all the way from, I think he's in Los Angeles. Fantastic. Lost Souls Club now. Met him a few months ago in the winter. It seems such a long time ago, the winter, don't you think? Sometimes, like, give us a couple of weeks and we're into the summer. Or into the autumn, as my wife's just been telling me. Is it autumn yet? Oh, come on, come on. Anyway, listen to this. This is lovely. This is a Lost Souls track. Lost Souls track? This is Leave a Light On. This is the Lost Souls track.
Hello, I'm a posh bird, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
You are indeed. I love that track. In fact, I love all the tracks that I play. If you go onto the website at all, you might have noticed in the About section on the podcast. No one, who goes there? In the About section, someone's made a comment about another podcast that I appear on occasionally. I do lots of other podcasts as well. I do things associated with the Association of Music Podcasters, one of which is Amped, which I contribute tracks to and also host occasionally. Made a bit of a cock up of it last time, I must admit. They do all things properly. They have show notes and stuff that you have to read out and tell you, you know, people say, this track's sounds like so-and-so when you just listen to it. And anyway, look, you can't talk, can't say bad words against that. It's against the law. It's against, they kick you out. I don't really see the point in playing you a track. I'm going to get into trouble. I don't see the point of playing you a track and then telling you what somebody else thinks it sounds like. I don't know. I'd rather let you decide, or rather let me decide what I'm going to play you, and then, you know, I'll say, look, I like this, and you go, oh, well, you know, he's normally on the ball, or what the hell is he, what the hell's he talking about? But yeah, I contributed some tracks to a podcast called Richard Vobes Podcast. It's not a music podcast, but I know Richard Vobes. He's been podcasting since, I think, about 1924. And he doesn't know anything about music. He self-confessed, not music phobia or anything, but music to him is just something to have in the background. He's a filmmaker and stuff, so music to him is just kind of content that he puts in the back of his films and things. And every so often, because we're buddies and we know each other, he'll say, look, come and do a music show. And I went and did a live show, and I take tracks over that I play in the podcast, in this podcast. And I've done it about half a dozen times or so. And the last time he said, look, whenever you bring over stuff, you bring over all this interesting music, this kind of independent music, but can you bring me over something a bit challenging? And I said, oh, okay, you know, something, because his listeners are kind of, I don't know what his listeners are like, but I just take over some of my favourite tracks. Or favourite tracks at the time, and you know, we play those. But he wanted something a bit challenging, so I took him over some stuff. I took him over some Vendor Defender, which actually I'm going to play a track just in later on. I didn't take him that track. I took him Golden Shivers, which is a fantastic track. I took him over a Rainer Strassgill. It was a German loop experimental whatever. Not everyone's cup of tea. A bit challenging. I like it. I think it's brilliant. So I took him that over. I also took him over April, maybe May. Sugar and Mess, which is still one of my favourite tracks of all time, just to give a little bit of contrast to what I was playing, and something else. What was it? Oh yeah, Shinsei Kamata-chan, one of the Japanese tracks that I play. Again, it's not everyone's cup of tea. It's a bit challenging, but I've played it and I love it. And I got a comment on the website saying, "Oh, you really should be playing some other tracks." Blah 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 blah. And I just thought, well, thing is, I've played all those tracks on this podcast. You just listen to three different tracks. You can't get much different. Well, you can get much different because I'm going to play you some different stuff. I just play what I like, you know, and that's it. And, you know, some things that I like if you listen to the podcast, you know, Paul comes along and says, look, didn't like that track, loved that track, didn't like that track. So that's the way it goes. Like I say, I don't bland everything out for everybody and say, well, I think this is universally appealing. I couldn't give a shit. Honestly, I don't. If you don't like it, fair enough, don't listen. Or fast forward or whatever. So, you know, that's the whole point of the podcast, really, for me. It's just to play you tracks that I like. You know, people send me tracks to play, and if I like them, I'll play them. Anyway, look, enough of that. Let's have some more music. I like this track. This is Eggshell Heroes. That's not. It's not Eggshell Heroes. I'm close. It's, what is it? Eggshell Egos and Funky Poets. This is great.
The mushmind talkers that they lounge around and read. Old funky poets, they cross their legs and they reek of sophistication. They finger paint off costly canvas, but they get the jitters when they get home. Oh, William Shakespeare, yes, I need you still. If I give you a baseline, you give me a quill. Some English bubbles for my empty day. Let's raise a curtain now and start the play. Funky poets smoke cigarettes, it's a favorite vegetation. If you buy a funky poet a bottle of beer, you'll have to hear his proclamation. A funky poets wear secondhand clothes and they set the sun of fashion. From New York City to Venice Beach, they're living on dreams and caffeine. Oh, William Shakespeare, yes, I need you still. If I give you a baseline, you give me a quill. Some English prose is for my empty. Start the play.
look and see the daydreams of those who try. Yeah, there they are, growing in the sunshine of their love. And our hands are always reaching into the boots grown by the road. Cold shiver runs my soul as I see my own hands reaching for that love. I ponder the labors of the past, I'm digging deep. And how many hands have fed me?
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 Now and stop the play. William Shakespeare, yes, I need you still. I give you a bass line, you give me a quill. Some English poems for my empty day. Let's raise a curtain now.
This is Matt from King Never, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Matt McCabe there from King Never. I'm not playing a King Never track this week, but I would like to tell you again that if you like some of the music, or all the music, or whatever, some music from the podcast, there is a CD available on the website. Go to the website, and there is a track. As a track, there's a little widgety thing that you can click on. It's the album is called This Thing Is On. See what I did there? This thing is on. And there's 13 tracks from artists that I've played on the podcast, and you can buy it. It costs £6.50, or whatever your local currency is. And yeah, the guys just came with the tracks, and good old Matt McCabe fantastically has mastered the whole lot, and it just sounds great. It really does sound, and it just stands up as a really good album. Anyway, Eggshell Egos there, and Funky Poets, one of my favourite bands that I don't play enough of, or do I? I don't know. Is Sand River. They've got some stuff coming from Sand River, the two guys at Sand River, in the next few weeks, hopefully. But news from them. But anyway, this is a beautiful track. It's called A Letter, in brackets, to the Loves of Emma.
Come. Hi,
we're Sand River. River. And then I'll do.
Right. Okay. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Hi, this is Sand River, and you're listening to Nick Tans' Is This Thing On podcast.
Beautiful. What a beautiful track that is, and it's a really good album as well. I've got a couple of. Actually, I've got loads of albums here. If anyone wants an album off any of the bands, give us a shout, and I might send you one. Who knows? Who knows what I'll do? Who knows what frame of mind I'll be in? Right, and the next track I'm going to play you is from a band called A Man Called Sun. Now, I'll be honest with you. People send me tracks, and I listen to them, and I play the very, very best, blah, 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 all that bullshit. But what happens is I normally give them about 10, 15 seconds, to be honest with you. Otherwise, I'd be sitting here playing tracks all day. And as I've mentioned before, what I do is I'm a performer, I'm a singer-songwriter and everything, so that's my main passion. And the podcast, it's fun. I love doing it, don't get me wrong, I've been doing it for, oh, God knows, a couple of years now. In fact, the 100th one will be up soon, if you realise, because that's number 92. I'll talk some more about that. I might talk about that today, I might talk about it another time. Anyway, but normally I listen to about the first 15, 20 seconds of the track, and if it grabs me in that 15, 20 seconds, I think, yep, that's what I want. And I think, yep, that'll be fine. And some tracks I'll do that to for months and months, and I'll keep coming back to a track and going, do I like that? Oh, no. Or maybe I'll halfway through, I go, oh. Now, this track that's coming up now, the first, I don't know, it was actually playing in the background while I was doing something else, so I didn't just listen to the first 15 seconds. If I had done, I'd have rejected it. Seriously, I would have rejected it, because it's about, oh, okay. And the first bit comes up, I'm not going to tell you what it. Well, I am, actually. The first thing that hits me, I think, oh, yeah, it sounds like a Rickenbacker 12-string, and oh, I like Rickenbacker 12-strings, but I think it's kind of all right. It's nothing, not doing anything much for me, and I think, oh, yeah. And this is on in the background. I thought, yeah, I'll get onto something else in a minute. And then about, I think I actually did time it this morning. It's about 1 minute 45. Something starts to happen. You get into the first bit of chorus, and it starts to grow on you. And by the time you finish listening to the song, you're like, I want to hear that again. Because the first few, if you listen to the podcast, and if you're a long-time listener, you know I'm not a big fan of the long intro. I was like, come on, let's get into the song, guys. Don't give me 8 bars of the same thing. Even if you're going to start, you know, some bands. Anyway, we'll get onto that a little bit later on as well, because I want to talk about another track. But yeah, give this track a listen. And if you don't like it within the first 30 seconds, give it a chance, because after a while you go, actually, I quite like this. But anyway, look, I'll leave it up to you. This is A Man Called Sun and Dear Liza.
There's a hole in my vest. like a bottle of milk left out in the sun, we turn sour before the day is done. Some drink their sorrows to the last drop.
Hello, this is That Posh Bird again. For more information on who has been played on the podcast, simply go to isthisthingonpodcast.com. Can you do that? Good.
Yeah, that was a man called Sam and Dear Liza. Oh no, Sam, not Sam, man called Son and Dear Liza. So what do you think? Did it grab you straight away? It didn't grab me straight away. I needed to listen to it a bit more. Then it gets a little bit birdsy in the middle. Do you remember? Remember the birds from the 60s? Do you remember the birds? The birds from the 60s, spelled B-Y-R-D-S. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that. And then, yeah, but once you've heard it the one time, listen to it again and the beginning sounds, and you kind of get the whole song. So yeah, like that a lot. Now, there's a track I'm going to play you now by a band called Will and the People. Now, there's something to do with Passenger that I played last week. I think Passenger are playing in Southampton next week, which won't bother the majority of you because most of you are elsewhere, aren't you? Where are you? Now, you could be listening on Stitcher.com. Stitcher.com does stuff with this show and puts it out on internet radio, and there's apps for your mobile on it as well. So if you go to Stitcher.com, you can find stuff there that will link to the podcast. Just look for Is This Thing On Podcast. It's there. Also, Tracks.com, or was it Tracks Radio? I don't know. Maybe I should put a thing. There's a thing on the website, which is an Australian internet radio station that puts this show out twice a week. The new one goes out on a Tuesday, and the repeat. Not the repeat. There's an old show they put out on a Thursday, so you gets twice. Well, there's another app called TuneIn, which I've got on my Magpie? On my BlackBerry. Where did I get that from? On my BlackBerry called TuneIn. You can get it on then. And there's also Radio Dentata. You've moved me. Radio Dentata, which is an American net radio station. It's just lots of things with nude people, which I love. I love nude people. And they put me out on Monday night, so you could be listening to me on Monday now. And also there's Net Radio UK. Good old Ryan puts me out on a Tuesday there. And yeah, it means that as far as subscribers, I haven't got a fucking clue. Could be 5 people watching, could be 3 million, probably about 5, I think. I don't know. There's a few people out there, plus all the other people. You can get this on iTunes as well, or go to the website like the woman just... Actually, if you're listening to this, you don't really need me to tell you how to listen to it. But if you just... I mean, you might just be listening to the thing on the web. You might just be clicking on the player and going, who's this, or whatever. You might have found it because someone said, oh, they're playing my song on a podcast. And you're listening to that or whatever. If you want to make a comment, go there. I mean, don't send me emails unless you're an artist. You can send me emails if you want. I'll put the email address up later on. But go to the website. It's more fun there. There's lots of things to click on. Clicky, clicky, clicky. Anyway, next track I'm going to play you is Will and the People. Do you remember? I mentioned that about 3 days ago. Now, this track, when I first heard it, I thought, hang on a minute, this sounds a little bit familiar. And it's interesting because I'm going to play you a little bit of one of my tracks in a minute. I normally play one at the end. I'll be playing one of my tracks at the end, but I want to play you a little bit of this. Now, hang on just a second. Let me just do this. Hang on. All right, listen. Just listen to this track. This is one of my tracks. I'm going to break your heart. This is me singing, obviously. Back and very slowly start to fall apart now. I'm gonna break your heart. I haven't put a fade in here, I'll just cut off in a minute. I'll just stop it here before it. Actually, stop. I'll just stop it here and then stop it there. But like I said before, it's just a hobby, this podcasting thing. I could spend years on this. So anyway, that's one of my tracks. wrote it a couple of years ago. It's been up on whatever. And then I was sent this track. And it's interesting for me as a musician and a performer and all that sort of bollocks that I do to hear what other people do with their songs and how they start and how they develop and what production's used. And yeah. So look, this is a guy called Will and the People. This is a really nice track called... Oh, where's my bit of paper? I have a piece of paper here with it on. And I mentioned it earlier on. It's called The Something. I think it's called The Game. Yes, it is. It's called The Game. God, my memory works. What happened then? Some brain cells collided together. Anyway, listen to this track and you'll see, or you'll... Do you see by listening? Or listen? Anyway, you'll see why it got me. And listen to what happens when you can throw production at things. Anyway, enough of me. This is Will and the People and The Game.
I took on the rain, I tried to try. It doesn't even matter how hard I cry. It's always the same, the winds will blow. My solemn face will start to show. Is it for me or someone else? I seem to be trading life for wealth. Or am I just breathing like I should? Thinking of leaving for the greater good. These roads are my best friend beneath our tires. These roads don't make me sick, they won't make me tired.
I think I んにちは、ニックさん、私はノーニーと言います、ニックさんの It's This On Podcast の日本のリスナーです。
I don't want you to get the idea or the impression that I was saying that my song sounded like his song and he ripped me off or whatever. That wasn't my intention. I wasn't trying to say, look, this bastard's ripped me off, how dare he. It wasn't that at all. It's the basically the, you know, the guitar-y start, etc. My songdoes the guitar restart and it actually ends exactly the same way because I recorded it at home, you see. That's what I did because I didn't have all the other bits and pieces. So, yeah, I would just, yeah, just in case. I don't want to make the wrong impression, all that sort of shit. Anyway, go to the website. There's links to all the stuff and bits and pieces. Like I said, I'm not one of these podcasters that will tell you loads of things about where people are playing. I'd love to. I know, I'm probably doing the artist a disservice. But if you want to find out about them, go to the website. Just go to the website. It's this thing on podcast.com. All the details are there, and if you want to find out, just do it. Just go and click, and you can do it. And if what happens is also, I always let the bands know that I've played their tracks on here, and so if they want to go onto the website and say we're doing this and put links on and go we're doing this there, there, da, la, 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 they are more than welcome to. That is, I'm more than happy to, for them to do that. In fact, I'd love them to do that. It'd be great, wouldn't it? You'll be surprised how many of them don't. Or will you? Are you surprised? Anyway, let's not go down that road. Vendor Defender, I mentioned them earlier on, and I played their track Golden Shivers on the Richard Vobe show last week. Or was it? Yeah, last week. That came out on Wednesday. A great track. But this is also a great track. Brilliant. From Scotland, this is Vendor Defender and Justin.
You're Canadian, just like I am.
Yep.
So when you're not outside, you know, building igloos or racing your dog sled, like, what else do you like to do?
I listen to podcasts.
Why, anything in particular?
Yeah, I listen to Is This Thing On?
What's that?
Is This Thing On is an awesome podcast that a friend of mine puts together over in the UK. It's all independent music artists. It's a features. It's all. It's so awesome. It's probably the best podcast on the internet right now.
Awesome. Well, I think you're talking about Nick Tan, right?
Yeah, Nick Tan. Nick Tan. You can find him on Twitter if you want.
Okay, how do I find him on Twitter?
You go to Twitter and you type in Nick_Tan. Awesome. That's double N though, not the, you know.
So like double N-I-C-K?
No, N-I-C-K _T-A-N-N.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he's the music man.
He's the music man. Nick Tan's the music man.
Awesome. Check it out.
Check it out. Yep. Yeah, great track. Love Vendor Defenders. They're on Saraceto Records that also do... what was that other track? Other band? Oh, I can't remember. It's been a hell of a week, you know. It's Sunday afternoon. It's been busy. I'm off... Well, it's a bit of a double-edged sword because I'm off for 6 weeks, but the first week's gone, so... Like, I've got 5 more weeks before I go back to work. It's like, ooh. And it's 4 weeks, and it's 3 weeks. And I'm like, oh, God. And we just booked a holiday, and my wife's saying to me, "Are you excited about going?" And I'm going, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." But really, I'm just thinking, "Yeah, but when I come back, I've got 3 more days, and I've got to go back to work again." So yeah, it's kind of waiting for counting my life away. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing, but it's been a hell of a week. I've got a double bass, and I've been playing some double bass a lot this week. Actually, I managed to obtain. You know when you obtain music on the internet. And I got the whole of Elvis Costello's discography. And I've been playing around with it. So I've been saturated this week with Elvis Costello, which is just fantastic. Lots of tracks, albums that I used to have that I'd completely forgotten about. Well, not completely forgotten about, but, you know, you hear them again, like stuff off Spike and King of America. Just what an album. Fantastic. Loving Twitter, which I might tell you about next week. Yeah, follow me on Twitter. I do tweet a fair bit, not so much at weekends because I'm busy doing things, but in the week I try and keep up with it all. As James Apoc said just a minute ago in Canada, I did a great session yesterday with the Real Raj that some of you may know. He won't let me play what we recorded yesterday, but basically recorded him. A couple of his songs with me playing double bass. It sounds quite nice. I've got blisters, like I said, I've got blisters on my fingers from playing all this week, and I shall be getting it fixed on the 3rd of August. I shall take this double bass because it needs some repairs done on it and some setting up, and I found this lovely old jazzer, this old jazz bass player who also makes and repairs double basses, and he's going to fix it for me in August. And it's going to take him a couple of weeks. It's going to cost me a few quid as well. Unfortunately, but I got the double bass for free. And I'd like to thank the guy for it. He knows who he is. And I got that double bass. It's beautiful. So, what am I going to play next for you? Well, I'm going to play this track by a guy called Rob Warden. Is it Warden? I don't know. No, Rob Warren. What have I got? Warden. Rob Warren. And it's called Good For You. And do you know what? I can't remember where I got it from. Well, he'd have sent it to me. I don't know where he's from. I've had stuff from all over the planet this week, from America, from this country, and from Australia. So he might be the Australian guy. I don't know. I'm just playing music. If you want to find out about the band, like I say, go to the podcast and podcast website and find out yourself. I'm not going to tell you. I'll just play the music. This, Rob Warren, Good For You. It is pretty good. Oh, this is a live track. Oh, I know. He's from Liverpool, this guy. This is a live track, I remember now. Really nice recording. Really good song. I wish there was some more audience there, though, at the end. See what you think. Now, listen to this. This is fucking great. Rob Warren, Good For You.
Money's knocking round his head. The ideal man has long been dead. But in this bag of bones you call a soul, this is future, this is truth. This is what we came here to do. Forget the truth, learn the lie. perfection is physical. That's not life, it's not the rule. But draw your own conclusions, please. Speak for me or speak for you, but live for something and see it through. I'll carve that on my final stone. Know what's good for, know what's good for you. I said know what's good for, know what's good for you. I said know what's good for, know what's good for you. I said know what's good for, knocking round this head. The ideal man has long been dead within this bag of bones that you call a soul. This is future, this is truth, this is what we came here to do. Forget the truth, love a lie.
www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts?
Yes, dear.
links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear. Mummy? Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much.
And that website's if you want to find out about my music. I've just put some new tunes up on, there's a page called, Words of Music Nick Tan. News of that, I shall tell you next week. There's some, there's a reason why, there's lots of reasons why I love Twitter. I love your Twitter. I love you so much. But there's some stuff going on. And I'm not going to say anything because, I'll tell you next week. And it's to do with some stuff I talked about and the first track that's on there. I'll tell you next week. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with it. But yeah, go along there. I've put some new tracks up. You can have a little listen to what I do. All the stuff that I do. Anyway, yeah, Rob Warren, fantastic. Really great track. Very reminiscent of things that you've heard before, maybe. I don't know. Make a comment on the website. I won't tell you anymore. Just make a comment on the website. A couple of weeks ago, I did a special Eastleigh Music Festival thing with Annie McCluskey. Did an interview with Annie McCluskey when we did a song, didn't we? Daft the Night Before. Listen back to podcast, blah, 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 blah. Some notes, whatever. I'm not reading from them because I don't make notes about it. Anyway, she mentioned that she had a new track coming out, and the new track, it's not out yet, but I've got it. And if you go to her new website, which is probably annymccluskey.com or something like that, go along to the website, there'll be links and all that balls on it. This is the track that you will get for free, absolutely for free. This is really good, really interesting track. This I'll tell you what it is. You know what? I'm distracted. I'll tell you why I'm distracted. Because one of my favourite dishes in the world, in fact, it could be my favourite dish in the world, I've learnt to make. There's a vegetarian restaurant, I'm a vegetarian, in Southampton called Indian Melody. And they do this dish called Bel Puri. And I had it about 6 weeks ago. And I had it as a starter. And it was so nice that I had it as a main course as well. And it's just gorgeous. And I've got all the ingredients for it. And I made it yesterday for the first time. And it was okay, but it needs a little bit of... it's puffed rice, like Rice Krispies, but not quite like that. Puffed rice, this stuff called fine sieve. There's potatoes, there's mangoes, there's various chutneys in it, and various herbs and spices and stuff. I'm hungry, and at the moment it's 3:10 in the afternoon. I'm thinking, I'm going to go make myself some Bel Puri. And in the meantime, I'm trying to talk about Annie McCluskey's new single, which isn't out yet, and it's called And Her Head. And it's got a band in it. It's got other, I can't remember the word, accordion. That's the word I'm thinking of, accordion. It's not just accordion and voice. It's lots of other instruments as well. It's very, very interesting. Look, my mouth's watering. My mouth's watering. But look, what's your favourite dish? What's your favourite dish that you either like to make or whatever you go... Like, is there like when you go to a restaurant, you always have the same thing? You think, well, when I'm at so-and-so's, I'm going to have this. That's what I'm going to have. Like, there's one restaurant I go to, I always have dosa. I love dosa. You like? Do you know what dosa is? Dosa. Look up dosa. I have masala dosa. Mouth-watering some more. Let's play some more music. Have a think about what your favourite dish is. Like, what do you always have? Anyway, Annie McCluskey.
Oh,
Wow.
Hi, my name's Izzy, and you're listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
See, how hard was that?
Very.
Wow, that was an amazing track. I'd heard it a couple of times, but then I heard it again with headphones on. Whoa. Oh, it's a bit good, that is. Get off to Anya's website, your details, blah, 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 blah. You can see on my website and stuff. And you get that downloaded for free, and you can hear that in your headphones. Get the intonation right. Right, this next track is by a fellow Eastleigh band. I live in a place called Eastleigh, down on the south coast, well, near the coast, in between Winchester, the old city of Winchester, Alfred. They'll throw me out for that. Alfred cakes, you know, burning the cakes and all that. Anyway, that's where he was from. Winchester and Southampton. And they're from here as well. And this is them. And this track is called... Oh, God, where is it? This is called Freak Power. Look out for the fantastic ending on this. Get the tape.
My name is Sharif, and you are listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast.
Wonderful. That was good, that. I like the ending. I always like that double-timey ending. Right, well, talking of endings, This is the end. If you've listened to this for the first time, I hope you've enjoyed it. I've been around and about on the podcast world this week. Remember the song I did with BP Perry, otherwise known as Napoleon, of What's Your Mother's and Hot Potatoes fame? That song, what's it called? Inflammatory Bowel Disease. Who could forget that amazing tune? I'm kind of pushing the comedy songs at the moment. That song appeared on another podcast, something to do with the arts or something or other, another arts podcast. I'll link to it on the website. So that's been quite good. Lots of things going on at the moment. Interesting things, interesting times we're living in. Got meetings with people and stuff. So if you want to find out about what I'm doing, I do blog occasionally. Not as often as I should. And I do other stuff. Look, just go. If you want to find out about me, you'll find out about me. If you want to find out about the internet, about the podcast, you'll go to the website and all that sort of stuff. I will not patronise you and shove stuff down your throat. Anyway, this song is for sale. I'm going to play you now. Go on the internet. I write a lot of music. Some of it's appropriate for me and what I'm doing at the time, and some of it isn't. This isn't, but I still think it's quite a fun little tune. I put it up on Facebook and Twitter last week, and people were going, "Oh, it's a good song. You should do it." No. You don't understand. I do think it's a good song, but it's not for me. It's not the sort of style of music that I play. If you know me, you listen to this song and you'll know. But other people might like it. If you want it, get in touch with me. I will give you permission. I will give you the song words, and I will give you the song notes and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, look, that's enough from me this week. I will speak to you again next week. I think I'm meeting with Paul this week. We might have something next week. But I've enjoyed this week. A little bit of music. A bit of chat, and I'm sober still. I haven't done a drunken one for a while. I'm a bit off the booze because I'm trying to get fit. Lots of running and stuff, but that's enough about me. Let's play this one track of mine. I'll throw in some funny jingles at the end, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye, gorgeous people. Bye!
Google my name and I'm all over it. I'm just 18, I've not had a go. Twitter.com.
If you want my dad to consider playing your original music, you must send him an email with your music file as an attachment. If you have a website, include that in the email as it will be mentioned and linked to on the website. The email address is thisthingonpodcast@gmail.com. The music must have been written and played by you. The music file must be an MP3 or MP4A and have your name and the title of the piece of music as the file name. E.g. Nick Tan, Don't Make Me Wait.mp3. If my dad plays your music, he will email you to let you know. Thank you.
This is The Posh Bird, and you have been listening to Nick Tan's Is This Thing On podcast. Fucking good, wasn't it?